This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy, your favorite Amish handyman. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing experts and can do any job at any time. And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Ruderick. Yesterday, the Huron Area Tech Center orchestrated two simulated emergency response drills, captivating the attention of students and the community members alike. Under the guidance of Ryan Schwartz, instructor for the Huron Area Technical Center Law and Public Safety Program, these exercises aimed to shed light on the perils of impaired driving, particularly pertinent during the prom season. The morning session kicked off shortly after 9:30 a.m., unfolding with a chilling, realistic portrayal of a drunk driving crash within the confines of the HATC's parking lot. As the scene unfolded, students from the morning session bore witness to the stark aftermath, providing them with invaluable insights into the dire consequences of reckless decisions. Additionally, the drill served as a crucial training opportunity for hospital staff, dispatchers, and emergency responders, including the MSP Carroll Post, who actively participated in the exercise. As the day progressed, the focus shifted towards the afternoon session that began at around 12:30 p.m. This segment promised to elevate the realism with the involvement of flight care, adding an extra layer of authenticity to the simulation. Residents in the proximity to HATC, situated west of Bad Axe, were forewarned of the ongoing training exercises. Spectators were advised to remain vigilant as the presence of emergency vehicles blaring sirens in the sight of the flight care helicopter were all integral components of the drill. And in a late-night operation on May 1st, the Huron County Sheriff's Department swiftly responded to a distress call from a 12-year-old in McKinley Township. Deputy Nathan Lepick was dispatched to a wooded, swampy area in the western end of Crown Road, where the young caller reported his mother missing. According to Sheriff Kelly Hansen, the teenager informed Deputy Lepick that he, along with his 9-year-old brother, had been mushroom hunting with their parents and a family friend when the mother wandered off and became lost. Despite contacting her son to relay her situation, she hesitated to call 911 directly. Upon Deputy Lepick's encouragement, the mother eventually made the call to 911, allowing dispatchers to approximate her location. With nightfall descending, additional deputies and emergency personnel, including the Windsor Fire Department, were mobilized for the search. Sergeant Bradley Shretzky located the missing woman amidst dense vegetation and knee-deep water. Prompt action by the Windsor Fire Department facilitated her safe extrication. The 37-year-old, along with her companions, were escorted back to the McKinley Township residence, leaving behind the golf cart they had used for transportation. Sheriff Hansen stated that alcohol likely had a role in this incident, that it could have easily resulted in more than picker cuts and wet feet. All responders cleared the scene before midnight on Wednesday. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
We all know that getting a good night's rest is important, but sometimes that is easier said than done. Your mattress may be the problem. If you're waking up tired and with aches and pains, or if your mattress has started squeaking or sagging, it may be time to upgrade. Stop into Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe and shop our Sleep Gallery today. We have mattresses in stock spanning from Twin to California King. Shop all levels of support and firmness. Mattresses by Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Ashley Sleep, Sealy, and Simmons in stock now. Shop the Sleep Gallery at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe and get the good night's sleep you want and deserve. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. Stop into Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe today and talk to one of our sales associates to find the perfect fit for you.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back here on The Broadcasting with more news. And here on County Value, surged since the 2023 equalization report, with the total taxable value for 2024 reaching approximately $2.85 billion, a 6.07% increase from last year. Expired tax breaks like those for industrial facilities tax abatements contributed, along with new wind turbines in Huron Township. Director Jason Daniels attributes much of the industrial value spike to these factors. The inflation rate cap multiplier, set at 5% by the U.S. Department of Labor, has also played a role. Property tax inflation has been capped at 5% since Proposal A in 1995, with Michigan using the Federal Consumer Price Index to gauge fluctuations. Daniels outlines increases in taxable value by property class from 2023 to 2024, including a 15.20% surge in industrial value and notable rises in residential, commercial, agricultural, and personal property values. You can view more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And over the last few weeks, members of the St. Clair County Sheriff Explorers Post number 2004 have been training hard. Members of the group learned to do building searches, to do traffic crash investigations, felony stops, handle domestic assaults, and learned about firearms and much more. They will be putting those skills into use during competition against 30 other Explorer posts throughout the state in Battle Creek. According to St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King, the department's Explorers have been working hard, and he wishes them good luck in the competition. Explorer programs offer youth an opportunity to learn about a possible career in law enforcement while providing some basic training. And representatives from Lapeer EMS were on hand at the last Otter Lake Village meeting. They answered questions regarding the upcoming millage renewal for service that will be on the August 6th election ballot. The total capture from the millage, if it passes, will be about $6,628 from the Village of Otter Lake. During their presentation, it was noted that EMS provides ambulance service with first responders, and there were 28 runs in the village last year. Because the revenue generated by the ambulance levy is low, the council resolved to continue to not capture any of the revenue from 2025 special levy that the Lapeer County EMS millage. The ballot language for EMS service will be asking voters to approve a levy of 1.1814 mills, which is a renewal of the 0.8814 mill levy supporting countywide emergency medical services through an inter-local agreement with the Lapeer County EMS Authority, along with a levy of 0.3 mills from 2025 through 2030. If approved, the tax levy is expected to generate about $4.8 million the first year. The levy will be about $1.18 on each $1,000 of a property's tax value. A property owner with an $80,000 house will pay about $47.20 the first year. During the meeting, the council learned the village's general liability insurance has increased by $2,500 and five there. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news.
Do we have any spray paint?
Why?
I need lots of paint. I'm going to paint the house.
I don't think so.
But it looks bad.
Well, you can't spray paint the house.
And then let's call Brexy Siding and Building Repair. They can do it.
Is your siding looking faded, worn out, or just in need of an update? Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your siding, roofing, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The national average for a gallon of gas waffled up and down over the past week before settling higher by 2 cents at $3.67. The slight increase in pump prices happened despite a lull in domestic gasoline demand and falling oil prices. Quote, from a demand perspective, we have entered the pre-Memorial Day funk, said Andrew Gross, AAA spokesperson. And the cost of a barrel of oil is nearly $10 less than 2 weeks ago, as oil prices have fallen into the upper $70. This may keep pump prices somewhat flat for the immediate future. And Maui County is suing major cellular carriers for failing to properly inform police of widespread service outages during the height of last summer's deadly wildfire. The county is suing Verizon Wireless, T-Mobile USA, Spectrum Mobile, and AT&T. The county says it sent at least 14 alert messages to cell phones warning residents to evacuate. But the county didn't know these messages weren't received because of cell tower failures across the island. The lawsuit says the county would have used other warning methods if the carriers reported the service outages as required by federal law. And the world is producing more electronic waste than ever. 62 million metric tons in 2022, and it's growing faster than formal efforts to recycle it. Some gets picked up by a web of low-paid workers who pull apart old laptops, scarred mobile phones, television remotes, and other items to get valuable materials inside. In Vietnam, an army of mostly women waste collectors collect discarded electronic devices from homes and bins on street corners. But informal waste workers face health risks and insecure livelihoods. Experts say collaborations between the informal and formal sector could help both. The informal workers are good at getting the e-waste, while recycling companies struggle to get enough to make recycling costs effective. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just send it over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kinty, your favorite Amish handyman. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing experts and can do any job at any time. And by Ashley Holmes, Thor and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And we do have two local obituaries. Michelle E. Weiderhold, a 65-year-old of Elkton, passed away on Wednesday, May 1st. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, May 7th, at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Burial will be in Riverside Cemetery. Visitation will be from 3 until 8 p.m. on Monday. Memorials may be made to Michelle Weiderhold's family, and you can leave a memory with the family of Michelle Weiderhold at champagnefuneralchapel.com. And Selma Mae Maurer, age 94, of Fillion, passed away on Tuesday, April 30th. A funeral service will be held at 4 p.m. on Friday, May 3rd, at the Coffin Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will be in Colfax Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Friday from 2 p.m. until the service time at 4 p.m. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Maurer family, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.